How would you like to live next door to a harpist who played at home at all hours? Well, it worked out for Brad Barr, the musician living in Montreal several years ago, when he heard a harpist play through the wall of his apartment. He was enchanted and asked her to join the band he already had with his brother. She said yes.
When that poet decides how the hero dies, come here to original sin.
They became known as the Barr Brothers, Andrew and Brad Barr, and Sarah Page, and other musicians. Their second album is out this Tuesday. It's called Sleeping Operator. And they all join us from the studios of the CBC in Montreal. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Let me turn, please, if we could, first to Brad Barr and Sarah Page. Is that story just PR, or did it happen that way?
Nope. That actually happened.
100%
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Sarah was my next-door neighbor. Her practice room was on the other side of my bedroom wall. So I would just kind of lay there in the mornings and hear this amazing music come through the wall. It just sort of filled me with ideas about the relationship between the harp and the guitar. And we just started playing together, and it's worked out since.
So did he just knock on your door and say, hey, how about we form a band? I think I've seen that movie.
I really just wanted to see what the harp looked like. I'd been hearing it for all this time, and I was like, what in the world is going on? I pictured this room that was like overgrown with vines and elves and a brook running through it, and there was a unicorn in there somewhere.
That's completely accurate, by the way.
That's what I was imagining.
Well, elves don't take up much space in a, you know, urban living.
That's it.
Yeah.
Andrew
Barr, let me turn to you. I don't know what surprises me more, the fact that you and your brother have formed this music group or that you're still alive. From what I read about your early childhood, the two of you were always wailing on each other.
Yeah, we got it out when we were pretty young. I think Dad was wise enough to first buy us two pairs of boxing gloves and then a year later an electric guitar and a set of drums. So, yeah, we learned to fight and then we learned to make music together. So, yeah, little things like the fight over the remote control became less important and learning... you know, an AC/DC song took the reins.
Let's listen to a track, if we could, called Little Lover.
Make me wanna holler like a mountain jack. People, can I get on?
So what are some of the musical influences we hear in there?
One thing you're hearing specifically is a great master of the instrument, the ngoni, a guy named Abu Sisuku, who was a member of Basaku Koete's band. And these guys are from Mali, from West Africa. I guess we all have a bit of a crush on music from Mali. Mm-hmm. It started a long time ago. Brad and I grew up in Providence, Rhode Island. And we befriended some drummers from Mali, thanks a lot to our dad, who is a dentist, who offered to fix their teeth
for free
in exchange for drum lessons, which, you know, I think we got the better end of the deal.
I don't know. They're pretty happy with the teeth.
Yes, I hope so. In addition to the ngoni, there are some instruments that Western audiences will find a little unfamiliar here. Maybe audiences altogether. There's something called a cardboardium.
Yeah.
Which is a...
That's kind of an invented instrument. I often go through phases where I'm feeling a little tired of trying to get the harp to fit into a rock and roll band. And I picked up a mountain dulcimer and swapped the strings and put a humbucker pickup on there, and it started to sound like kind of an Indian sarangi to me, like this bowed, slidey cello.
I have to go back to that phrase that sometimes you get tired of being the harpist in a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean? I get tired of being the guitarist, but you don't see me. No. Just kidding.
I was a classically trained musician, so now I'm kind of in this position where I'm interested in making a kind of music that's a little bit more current, but I'm saddled with this harp that is a wonderful, wonderful instrument, but it's also a huge question mark in my mind. Just, I feel a little bit like in open water without really too many guideposts or buoys to hang on to.
She's being very modest right now. she comes up with amazing parts. She doesn't take her very long before to figure out what to do on a song.
Well, the Barr brothers, Andrew and Brad Barr, and Sarah Page, their running mate who plays the harp. Their latest album is Sleeping Operator. It's out this Tuesday. They joined us from the CBC in Montreal. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.